From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran calls new sanctions illegitimate. Iran's foreign ministry called new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program illegitimate. Ministry spokesman Hossein Jaber Ansari said Monday that Iran will respond by boosting efforts in its legal ballistic missile program and promoting its defense capabilities. Iran drew condemnation from the U.S. and other Western powers for two ballistic missile tests late last year. They said violated U.N. Security Council resolutions. Iran defended the tests as a matter of national security. The U.S. enacted new measures Sunday against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. President Obama said his government will vigorously enforce those sanctions against Iran's ballistic missile program, this in the wake of other sanctions being lifted in accordance with the Iran nuclear deal.
Now that Iran's actions have been verified, it can begin to receive relief from certain nuclear sanctions and gain access to its own money that had been frozen. And perhaps most important of all, we've achieved this historic progress through diplomacy without resorting to another war in the Middle East.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Afghanistan on Monday hosted a meeting of delegates from the United States, China, and Pakistan on how to initiate direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban representatives. A joint statement issued after the meeting in Kabul of the so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group said the group discussed and made progress on a roadmap toward initiating peace talks with Taliban groups that reflects the shared commitments of the QGC member countries. The four-nation contact group has agreed to hold its next meeting in Islamabad on February.